you have your Bibles tonight, we ask you to turn with us to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 29. We want to bring you something from God's Word, which we feel the Lord has laid upon our hearts this day. We want to reach your heart tonight. It is our utmost desire to reach way down deep into the very recesses of the real you.
Bless God.
And I want God to talk to us tonight.
Hallelujah.
I want the Lord to do a definite work here tonight.
Yes.
Is everybody agreeable to that?
Yes.
Will you sit in prayer and ask God to move in a definite fashion tonight? Thank God. Thank God. 29th verse, the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? One of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. You shall preach tonight on falling sparrows. Let us bow our heads. Brother Rhett, please pray for us.
Lord, we invite your presence again tonight. And we want to thank you for the fellowship that we've had with these brothers. And oh God, we ask for your help in this service. That we may be fed by your holy word. And some soul that needs that closer walk, that in blood, that filling up of the Spirit of God. May they be so encouraged by the word of God to receive that which you died that we might have. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be seated. A sparrow is a common bird. There are literally millions of them. Farthing, nothing more than about a quarter of a cent, the most two farthings. One farthing would be around a penny. Two sparrows sold for a penny. So this is a very common situation. And when our Lord said, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. He had reference to the omnipresence and the omniscience of God. In that God knew where every sparrow was at any particular time.
Hallelujah.
No matter in what remote part of the earth they may fall. From a tree limb, from a chimney top, from a high line wire, or just simply alone somewhere, fall over. Your Heavenly Father sees it when they fall.
Right.
And to know that this God that possesses this omnipotent power, and omniscience and is omnipresent, sees a sparrow fall.
Yes.
Jesus said, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. I'd like tonight to thank God for His providing, protecting hand of sustaining grace,
yes,
that has undergirded and strengthened the church of the living God for years and years, day in and day out, through trouble and through trial. I cannot see a flock of sparrows flying over, but what it reminds me that His eye is on the sparrow, and He sees every one that falls to the ground. And God is interested in you, in your individual troubles, in your trials and afflictions.
Amen.
He's interested in the path that you take, the route you travel,
right,
the places you go, and the load you carry, and the tear that's in your eye. He is interested in sharing your burden with you.
Right.
He wants to help you in life's dark hours. He wants to travel with you through the valley of the shadow of death. He wants to anoint your head with oil, prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies,
right,
make your cup to run over. In other words, The God whose eye is on a falling sparrow, He is also having His providing, protecting providence upon all of us in each of our troubles. He loves me. I thank God I am not a number in this computer technology. He knows me. Let me sustain this all by the word of God. In the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, the Bible said, But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Everyone belongs to somebody. Everyone serves something. You worship a God in some form or some fashion. There is an altar somewhere upon which you give incense. And there is a God before which you make obeisance to. Hear this preacher tonight. I'm glad I serve a God that knows my name. He knows my name. I am not a number. I am not a number. God gave me a name. And He has called me by name. And you know what He said? He said, Thou art mine. I'm glad I belong to Jesus tonight. Let us analyze this further. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Israel, and he that formed thee, O Jacob. I stand here tonight telling you, you're not anything until you've been created anew and born again, and you have been given the baptism of the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Romans 8 verse 1 said, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 12:13 said, For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That one body, according to John 3:29, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Now the bride belongs to the bridegroom. Let's talk about the body. Ephesians 4:4, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God. And Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Now this one body, Ephesians 1 and verse 21 tells me that He hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body. There is one head and one body. Anything with more than one head's a freak anyhow. I don't serve a freak Godhead. The Bible said in Colossians 2 verse 9, For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So this one head has one body. And the head's coming after the body one of these days. And the body is the church. Let me tell you about this church. John 3:27 tells us, A man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down. Read that, cometh down. You can't work it up. You can't work it up. You can't stomp it out of the carpet. You can't clench it out of the air. But you can sure pray it down. It cometh down. It cometh down. From the Father of lights with whom is no variableness. Neither shadow of turning. This God is no variableness. He is, my friend, smooth and precision. And there's no wobbling in His discourses or doctrinal positions. He's not one thing one day and another thing another day. The Bible said in Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord, I change not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So this eternality of God is unchangeable. Oh, I'm so glad I serve a changeless Christ in this changing generation. Now then, the Bible tells me that we're in Christ Jesus in 2 Corinthians 5:17. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. By himself to Jesus Christ. Now let me tell you something. Romans 12 verse 5 said, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. There may be thousands of us, but we're in the same body, baptized by the same Spirit. And the one baptism of Ephesians 4 verse 5 is the John 3 verse 5 is water and Spirit. This one baptism of water and Spirit puts you into the body, which is the bride, and the bride is the church, and Christ is the head of the body, which is the church, and he's coming after his bride, which is the church. And I'm here to tell you, there's not a sparrow that falls but what he sees it, and God knows where his church is at. He knows where every baptized believer in water and Spirit is at tonight. He knows where the collected worldwide church of the living God is at. Some of them are slumbering beneath the terrestrial ball. Some of them are buried in Davy Jones's locker. Some are scattered throughout the four corners of this globe. But God knows where his people are at tonight. I'm glad that the one whose eye is on the sparrows that fall knows where his bride is at. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let's raise our hands and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God. I sort of feel like the brother got up one time and he said, I'm not what I want to be. I'm not what I'm going to be. But I thank God I ain't what I was. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9 says it all. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And by the way, the kingdom of God is this. Romans 14, 17, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink. Now, I believe in socials in the church, in ball games, among the kids outside. There's all right to have socials in the church. But that's not the church. Let's get that straight. The kingdom of God's not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! 1 Corinthians 4:20 said the kingdom of God's not in word but in power. Hallelujah! Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. The only place God takes second fiddle is the orchestra. Any place else, you've got to put him first. All right. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators.
Right.
Nor idolaters,
right.
Nor adulterers,
right.
Nor effeminate. This effeminacy that's spreading the world like a plague is not a disease, it's a sin. I've seen some of these long-haired fellas I think we need to pray the sissy devil out of.
Come on.
The Bible said, effeminate people are not going to be saved. Let a man be a man and a woman be a woman. I'm not just knocking you tonight. I'm preaching the Word of God. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. We have those who cannot find in the correct course of human nature their pleasure. They have to abuse that which God has set up so beautifully. And go against nature. There are those who tell us that homosexuality is a disease. I say it's a sin. I say you need to get rid of that devil. I say you need to pray through. The Bible says it right there. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Listen, let me tell you, good old-fashioned praying through will clean you up. It'll get rid of all of those inornate affections that are plaguing us. We don't have time nor God for people in the church like that. We want you, but we don't want your sin. Ooh, ooh, hallelujah. Let's go on. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. Let's just don't walk too presumptuously with our heads held too highly. Some of us are so silly and so spiritually proud that we think that God really got a hold of something wonderful when He got a hold of us, that if it had rained, we'd drown. The Bible said, and such were some of you. I'm not interested in what you used to be. You don't have to tell me how filthy, low-down, immoral, and barnyard morality you possess. You don't have to tell me how much ungodliness and ungodly mess you was involved in. I'm not interested in what you used to be. I'm interested in what you can be. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God. How many thank God for the day He cleans you up?
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go back to Isaiah 43. And now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel. Well, I remember the night He created me a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And God be the glory. I don't take any glory. I say to God be the glory for the Holy Ghost baptism tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the spirit of praise for the garment of heaviness. I traded Him a tattered garment that was full of sin and shame, and He promised me a robe of pure white. To God be the glory. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. You've missed a blessing if God's never called your name. Oh, I've heard Him call my name. Let me tell you, it's louder than 1,000 Niagaras to know that God knows my name.
Hallelujah.
That I'm not just a nameless sparrow hung up in a myriad flock of millions of them. I'm not just some number, just a grain of sand on the infinite beach of time. Not just a nameless star consigned to wander through the regions of eternity. But God knows my name. He called me by my name. And if you'll listen tonight, if you'll listen tonight, the God that sees every sparrow that falls is calling your name. Calling. Calling your name. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I'm the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Oh, my, 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 my. Unless you've been through the red seas of trouble that have rolled up and stood at attention as you walk through, and going through, you've wondered, is this whole thing going to collapse under its own weight? Am I going to be swamped by the sheer mountainous waves that are going to come down on me? Dear God, am I going to make it on the other side? And God said, when you walk through the waters, I will be with thee. Every time I look at the carcass of a dead sparrow, I say, God that's seen that sparrow fall is going to walk with me through the water. And the flame is not going to kindle upon me. Oh, if you're in the fire tonight, and who doesn't go there? If you're walking through a spiritual Red Sea tonight, and who doesn't go there? Cheer up, my brother. The one whose eye is on the sparrow will see you through. Hallelujah!
Glory to God.
I'm the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior.
Yes, yes.
I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in thy sight, thou hast been honorable. and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. Listen, you're mortal tonight. Don't say you're not. Everyone possesses secret fears that flash like forked tongues of lightning in a storm-clouded night. Every one of us in the secret hours wonder, dear God, I'm bathed with immortality. I'm going to live somewhere, someplace forever. When this is all over and I cross the swelling of the tide, what's going to be on the other side? And to hear him say, fear not. Fear not. Of all the words I've heard, fear not. Fear not. I look at the carcass of a sparrow and I hear it. Fear not. I see a sparrow fall and I hear the words. Fear not. Fear not. For I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up. And to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Oh, can you see what Isaiah saw? He saw a preview of nothing else than the rapture of God's chosen people. That there would come a day when God would say to Mr. North, hey, North, give up! Then he would look and say to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. That there would come a day when all of God's children would come home. When God's church would be collected. Some from the graveyard. Some from on top of the earth. And God would say to it, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Haven't you ever read 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13? But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up, shall be caught up, shall be caught up, shall be caught up, together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. I pick up a sparrow, and I see it, and I can comfort myself with these words. Jesus is coming. He's coming. He's coming for his church. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Changed from this mortal to immortality in the twinkling of an eye. Well, we shall be changed. We shall be changed. Changed from this mortal to immortality. In the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen. In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption.
Amen.
And this mortal must put on immortality.
Right.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, O death, where is thy sting? all grave, where is thy victory? Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The sting of death is sin. I said the sting of death is sin. I remember as a young lad going to southern Indiana many times to visit during the summertime. I love to go to the farm. One year down there, I went down in the hollow by myself, just scouting around as young boys do. And I went to a little storage shed way down deep in the hollow. And I opened the door, and what came out but a swarm of wasps. And they headed right for me. And let me tell you, I ran and I ran. Now what is a 150-pound boy doing running from a 1-ounce wasp? I'll tell you why. He's got a stinger. And if you've ever been stung, you've run too. Now you ain't going to believe the rest of my story, but it's the truth anyhow. I outran those wasps. Now what I did, I outfoxed them. I ran in a circle, ran right back to that shed, ran in and shut the door. But my point is this. You take the sting out of those wasps, and I'm not afraid of a whole battleship load of them. The sting of death is sin. I said the sting of death is sin. You take the sting out of death, and I'm not afraid of death. Oh, you get your sins under the blood. I said you get your sins under the blood. You're not afraid of death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? I can pick up that sparrow, and the one whose eye is on the sparrow is going to keep the covenant he made with me at an old rugged cross when he shed his blood, gave me his name in water baptism, and I was filled with his spirit. I can say to death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Forasmuch as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Jesus is coming. He's going to say to the north, give up, to the south, keep thy back. Bring my sons from far, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Notice the qualification. Isaiah 43 again. Even everyone that's called by my name.
All right.
I'm not called by a bunch of titles. I've got a name wrote on my soul tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm called by the name of God.
That's all right.
Let me talk to you a minute. Psalm 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. In David's day, that was the military way to fight, chariots and horses.
Right.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Is that what David told Goliath? Is that what he told Goliath? In 1 Samuel 17:37, thou comest to me with sword and with the spear and with the shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
Right.
Psalms 113, verse 3. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Proverbs 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Glory to God.
And the righteous runneth into it and is safe.
Hallelujah!
Proverbs 30, verse 4. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist?
Glory to God.
Who hath bounded the waters in a garment?
Glory to God.
Who hath established all the ends of the earth?
Amen.
What is his name? And what is his son's name? If thou canst tell, hang in with me and we're going to find out.
Glory.
John 1, verse 10. He came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 17, verse 11. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou gavest me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Amen?
Amen.
John 12:28. Father, glorify thy name. And there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Yeah. Amen.
John 5:43. I am come in my Father's name. John 17:6. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Verse 26. And I have declared unto them thy name. And will declare it.
All right.
What name was it? Matthew 1:21. And she shall bring forth a son.
Yeah.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
For he shall save his people from their sin.
Right.
Not in their sins, from their sins. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Haven't you ever read Philippians 2:9? Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Now, I hear people say, Acts 7:55 tells me Jesus is standing on the right hand of God. Ho, ho. Jesus said, if he with the finger of God cast out devils. Now, do you think he reached up and got a finger and pulled it down and cast the devil out with it? Let's go a little further than this. If Jesus is standing on the right hand and God's got a right hand, then he must of necessity have a right knee. If he's got a right hand, he's got a right knee. Let's go back to Philippians 2:9. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Of things in earth and things in heaven. So, Ephesians 1:20. And the Bible tells me, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You understand me? If Jesus Christ has that name above every name, and then God's got a right hand, he's got a right knee, that means in heaven, God's going to have to get down and bow his knee at the name of Jesus. So you've got one God bowing to another God. And it can't be. Oh, my God, the name of Jesus is above every name that's
named.
That's the salvation name of God. In Acts 2:38, they baptize in Jesus' name. Acts 8:16, in Jesus' name. In Acts 10:48, Acts 19:5, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Colossians 3:17 said, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Right.
Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord!
Even everyone that's called by my name. How many tonight are glad you're called by the name of Jesus? You're not called by the name of Jesus. We've got water. After you've repented, we'll baptize you in Jesus' name. And the Holy Ghost is a promise. Everybody raise their hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Back to Isaiah 43. even every one that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears.
Praise God.
Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified.
Amen.
Or let them hear and say, it is truth. How many have to say, I know what God gave me, and there's no way I could deny it.
God.
If you was to backslide tomorrow, you'd have to say, this Holy Ghost baptism is real. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me.
Right. All right. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
One.
One.
Now do you believe that statement?
Bless God. Sure.
You're three gods, four gods, five gods, or 10 gods, or a dozen gods. And I can prove to you there could be 17 gods according to the Trinitarian formula. So Abraham, how many gods you believe in? You have to acknowledge Isaiah 43:11. I, even I, am the Lord. And beside me, there is no Savior. You've never read Hosea 13:4? God said he was the Savior. Titus 3:4. The Bible said, but after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. God said he was the Savior. I, even I, am the Lord. Beside me, there's no Savior. But what does Luke 2:11 say? These angels told the shepherds on the Judean hills. What did it say? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Was Jesus a fake? Was he a fraud? Was he a figment of some man's theological imagination?
No.
Or just was he Jehovah God in the form of man? Praise the Lord! Haven't you ever read Hebrews 13:20? Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. Now notice this. That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. You read that? All right, let's go to John 10:11. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Verse 16. And of the sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. 1 Peter 2:25. For ye were a sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls.
Yes.
1 Peter 5:4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear. Chief shepherd. Now there can't be but one chief.
All right.
And when the chief shepherd shall appear.
Amen.
Now Jesus said he was the shepherd, didn't he?
Yes, amen.
Yet you've never read Isaiah 40:11. It said of God, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. Have you ever read Psalms 23:1? The Lord is my shepherd.
Yep.
Have you ever read Psalms 100:3? The Bible said we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now how many shepherds are there? Jesus said there's one fold and one shepherd. Jesus Christ is that God. Almighty, everlasting God. I'm glad I know who I serve tonight. Just one more and I'm hurrying on. Psalm 62:11, the Bible said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. Did it say it? God said he has the power. Trinitarians love to quote Matthew 28:19, but they don't love to mess around too much with Matthew 28:18. Matthew 28:18 said, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me
in heaven and in earth.
He said it.
Yet God said, I got it. No, Jesus said, I got it. No, God said, I got it. Jesus said, what you? I got it.
I'm glad I know who's got it.
So you see, ye are my witnesses, whom I have chosen, and my servant. That ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved and I have sold, and there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. I've got this to say in the Spirit tonight. Some of you here tonight that have been in hardships, maybe even severe sicknesses, that have found yourselves between a gigantic nutcracker in the jaws of such, or between a rock and a hard place, and there was no way out of your particular bad situation. Money couldn't help. Friends couldn't help. People couldn't help. And you got down and you asked God in your own way to help you. Maybe it was in a battlefield in a foxhole. Maybe it was in the factory when you almost got killed. Maybe it was on the highway in the face of an inevitable wreck you thought was going to happen to you. Maybe it was in an airplane you thought it was going to crash. But God intervened in your life. And you know He did. Yet you're not serving Him tonight. Yet you're sitting here without the Holy Ghost. God says, I have declared and have saved and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God.
Right.
Praise the Lord!
Praise God.
I give Him glory tonight that He has spared me when I didn't deserve to be spared. That He has kept me when I didn't deserve to be kept. And the one whose eye is on the sparrow, His eye's on me tonight.
Hallelujah.
And He loves me. And the very hairs on my head are all numbered. And He wants to see me safely.
Yes.
Aren't you glad you serve a God?
Hallelujah.
This is the final scripture I wish to use. That coupled with Revelation 3:20. Yea, before the day was, I am He.
Hallelujah.
Now you and I, neither one, are profound Bible scholars. But it don't take anybody but with one eye and half sense to look at the glory of this scripture. Yea, before the day was, I am He. Come with me real quick. We haven't much time, but let's travel back through the corridor of history. Let's hurry. We go through, perhaps, the battle of the Union and the South. We hear the guns blaring. Is there a God? Yes, sir. During the battle of the Atlanta. Yes, there's a God. Let's hurry. Go back to the Revolutionary War. Washington, Jefferson, Adams, was there a God in your day? Yes, preacher. I heard him call on him. There's a God. There was a God in my day. Hurry on. Hurry, 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 hurry. Go yonder. Cross the waters. Columbus! You sailed the blue. Was there talk in your day of a supreme, supernatural, glorious being? Yes, I heard it talk everywhere I went that there had to be a God.
Hallelujah.
Go with me. Hurry! Let's go back, back, back. Hear the marching of Napoleon's army as he's defeated at Waterloo by General Wellington. Napoleon! You lost your crown. You lost everything and you died in exile. But tell me, was there a God? Did you hear anything about a God in your day? Yes. Yes, preacher. Amidst the din of the battle. Yes, sir. There's a God. There's a God. There's a God. Hurry, 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 hurry. Back past the Russian Revolution, the peasants that fought, the czars that were dethroned. Hear me! Was there a God? Hey, Russians! Yay! Yay, preacher! In our day, there was a God! Hurry, 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 hurry! Let's go on back, clear back now, to the Renaissance. Let's look at Rembrandt. Let's look at Michelangelo. Say, as you paint, as you give your speeches, Socrates, Aristotle, did you hear it whispered anywhere amidst the Athenian hills and amidst Rome of there being a supernatural being Yes, preacher, that's all we can talk about, is there's a God. There has to be a God. There's a God out there somewhere. Hurry, 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 hurry. Go with me to the pyramids of Egypt as the clanking and the hammering and the banging and the toil and the sweat that goes on. Hey, Egyptians, I know you serve the crocodile god, the sun god, but is there a talk in your midst of some Hebrews that came out of bondage and came to your land during the time of famine? During the time of famine, what did you overhear them talking about in the cool of the day as they walked down and around through your land? Preacher, I heard them say time and time again that Yahweh was out there. That Yahweh was out there. That there was a God. Hurry on with me now through the gurgling of the brook in the Garden of Eden as we walk up to old Adam himself. Adam, civilization flows from you like a great river, Mississippi, flows from its source. Adam, I ask you something. My generation wants to know, in your day, was there a God? Or did all this just come about? Adam would say, son, in the cool of the evening, I've walked with him and I've talked with him. Yes! There was a God! Ah, yes! There was a God! Step with me over the bones of Adam. Let's go on now. Let me tell you without fear of contradiction. Before the first eagle flew the pathless air, before the first panther stalked the forest, before the first orchid blossomed in the Hawaiian islands, before the first rose sent its perfumed fragrance into the misty air, before the first dew fell like diamonds on the grass, before the first fleecy cloud chased across the sky like skipping lambs, before the first flash of lightning crisscrossed the azure blue of heaven's canopy, before the first leviathan spouted and thundered in yonder deep ocean, before the creation, before the first Monday morning trooped out of the womb of eternity, before we can go on and on. What is the Rock of Gibraltar trying to say? In the beginning, God. What is the Sphinx trying to say? In the beginning, God. Come on with me tonight. Come on with me tonight. Come on. Before the day was. Before the day was. Hallelujah. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. I can't help as I rush up the Milky White Way and I say to Jupiter, Venus, and Mars, before you gave your blazing glory the first time, was there a God? And if they could talk, they'd say, preacher, one time in eternity past, an inestimable strength picked us up and heaved us out into trackless space. Oh! Angels, cherubims, and seraphims, come here. I want to talk with you. Hear me. Before you gave your first flaming sonnet of glory. Angels, hear me out, Michael. I want to talk to you, Gabriel. Before you gave your first hallelujah. Before you danced around the throne. The first time, was there a God? Was there a God? You know what they'd say? They say, yes, preacher, before I got here, God was here. God was here. So from the incomprehensible, unfathomable, oh my God, blackness of eternity past, before anything, yay, before the day was, my God, before the day was, I am He. You mean to tell me we're going to have nervous breakdowns and fits? Listen to one that sees every sparrow that falls. That was here before everything. He's going to take care of His people. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Preach it!
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Woo! Well, I feel so good.
I'm not preaching to entertain. I feel this in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Nay, before the day was,
I
am He. Now notice this. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I've got every sparrow. I got every sparrow. I know everything. There's none that can deliver out of my hand. Hear me, backslider. Weary pilgrim. You that are about to turn back. Young people, I plead with you. Listen to me tonight. Saint of the living God that are down in the valley. Hear me tonight. Hear what He said. I will work. I will work. I will work. And who shall let it? I'm tired and sick of hearing people say, it's just not time for revival. Amidst those plaintful, wailing excuses, I hear the thunderous tones of divinity. I will work, and who shall let it? But it's summer time, and it's vacation. I will work, and who shall let it? But it's Thanksgiving, and Christmas is around the corner. I will work, and who shall let it? But we've got sickness in our town, and there's no money in the treasure. We can't afford a revival. You think I was a preaching a revival? You can't afford a revival. I hear it. I will work. I will work. I will work. I will work. And who shall let it? All we got to do is let Him work.
Hallelujah.
Falling sparrows. I close tonight. Would you stand with me as I close one final scripture? You can start coming to the altar if you want to. I want to quote to you Revelation 3 verse 20 in conjunction with this final verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him. I will.
I will.
And will sup with him, and he with me. Man stopped me in the aisle in a revival not many weeks past. He belonged to another denomination. I preached about the Holy Ghost. And I asked him about it. He said, well, if God wants me to have the Holy Ghost, He'll give it to me. And I quoted him this verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, God's not going to kick the door down and come in anyhow. You got to get up out of your lazy boy rocker. Lay down that which interests you and get up and go answer the door. Open it! Jesus said, if you'll do that, I will come in. He'll do it! And we'll sup with you. And He with me. Would you like to have a God to care for you from the cradle to the grave, sir? Would you like to have one whose eye is on the sparrow that was here before the sun, moon, and stars to provide for you? Come on. Would you do it tonight? I'm asking every saint of God to raise their hands and worship God. Don't anybody leave. Would you come as they pray? God is calling you, sir. I can feel it. He's calling you tonight. Sir, God's calling your name. Come on. Come on. Come on, saints. Keep praising Him. Would you come tonight? Would you come? Are there any others tonight that want to come and pray? Are there any others tonight that want to come and pray? Oh, God.
I will work till Jesus comes. I will work.
Sing it if you know it tonight.
Jesus comes.
Are there any others that want to come and pray tonight?
Let him pray to Jesus.
Are there any more tonight? How about you, young man? How about you tonight? How about giving God a chance in your life? Come on. He loves you tonight. Come on. Come on. I'm asking everyone to bow their heads right now. Now, I'm not asking you to join any church. I'm just asking you to raise your hand for prayer. It won't save you, but it's a public confession of your need of God. Would you raise your hand tonight and say, preacher, church, pastor, God, remember me. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another tonight? God bless you. Is there one more tonight? Would you raise your hand? Maybe you're backslid. He loves you. He wants you back home. Come to Jesus. Is there one more tonight? Is there one more tonight? Come on. Is there one more? While these saints are praying, God bless you. All right. God, remember her family. Is there another tonight? That's all right. God, remember her family. How many of you here tonight have families and loved ones you want to see saved? Raise your hand for them tonight. I think it'd be good right now. Raise your other hand. Let's pray for them right now. Sir, would you come? Would you come tonight? Would you come and pray? Would you come? I'm asking tonight, while every head is bowed, every one of you that raised your hand for prayer, would you step out right now and come? Everyone that raised their hand tonight. Every one of you that raised your hand, would you come down here and stand? Come on. Come on tonight. Come on. Come on and pray a while. Come on. Come on. Make your way to this altar. How about it? Would you come tonight?
Come in.
Would you come tonight? Sing it with her tonight. Ma'am? 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 You! God's talked to you tonight. God's talked to you tonight. I felt it in my heart. God's talked to you tonight. How about your soul? How about your soul? Huh? Ma'am, God loves you. He don't want to see you lost. Why don't you come and pray? Oh, God. Sing it, everybody, with your hands raised. Sing it. You think if he loves the sparrows? He loves you, Mom. Why do you wait? Why do you wait? You're not right with God.
I deserted in my heart. You need to come and pray. Turn the days of thy youth. Listen just a minute. I am not trying to prolong this service just to prolong it. I preached my heart out to you. But God, and as any preacher knows, you've got to follow the leading of the Spirit. Now hear me. I'm not one to tell a lot of sob stories to try to get you to cry and play on your emotions. I have personally always felt dealing with the facts, scripture facts. If I can't persuade you by the scripture, I can't trick you into doing right. But I can tell you something that I know of a fact. If you'll bear with me just a few more minutes, I feel impressed to tell you this. Some years ago, while holding a revival for Brother Marvin Hicks in Corpus Christi, Texas, I took my wife and family out to Padre Island to drive along the beach for a few hours of relaxation. And down there, you can drive almost next to the water. And there's miles and miles of just beach. Foams are maybe every 2 miles or so apart. As we were going down the beach one direction, a speeding car was coming in the other between us and the ocean. And as they got closer, and I was to be the first to meet them, I noticed there was a young man sitting on the right front fender of that car. They were joyriding. And as they got within as close as from here to the parsonage across the street, the driver saw a log or something that had got washed up. He was about to run over, and he swerved the car to miss it. And in doing so, he threw the young man off right in front of the car, ran over him. I can see it in my mind yet. It's like a tumbleweed going over and over. And it happened right in front of my eyes. I stopped, was the first one on the scene. I ran to there with his companions. They were screaming and hollering. His face gashed clear open, his leg in a grotesque, uncommon position, way up behind him, his shoes knocked off his feet, unconscious, blood oozing out into the sand and the water sweeping up little by little on him. We didn't want to move him, but the water was coming up higher and we had to drag him back a little for fear of the water overwhelming him. I knelt in the sand and those young men were crying and bleeding. The crowd gathered before long and someone hollered to send for the Coast Guard, to send an evacuation helicopter, take him to the hospital. But there was nothing else we could do in the meantime but pray. I knelt in the damp sand and I cried and I prayed. And I'm not lying to you. It was just like trying to punch my fist through this ceiling. I couldn't get anywhere. I tried and it would come back. I tried again. I prayed the blood. I called on the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, this is a young man in the prime of life, flower of his youth. Have mercy on him. Help him. But it went up and it come back. It went up and it come back. He never did regain consciousness on the beach. The helicopter came, whisked him away, took him to the hospital. And he died that evening. Died. You know what they told me? They were just having a fun time. And they said, you know, we had planned later on in our lives to get serious and turn to God. Now, I'm telling you something I know, not out of a book. We planned later on to get right. But you see, Mom, I feel this so desperate tonight. Young man, look at me. You see, hear me, backslider. Hear me! Later on, never came. You've got a chance tonight, sir. Mom, you've got a chance right now. Son, you've got a chance. I believe God will hear you tonight. But I don't know what tomorrow holds. We're going to sing this one more time. We're all going to sing. If you want to come and pray, this altar is open. Sing. I'm trying to reason with you. Hear me, Mom. Hear me, Dad. If this was your son or daughter or husband or wife that God was dealing with, how would you sing tonight? Wouldn't you sing with all your heart? I want everybody. Please, let's sing it together. With all of our hearts. Raise your hands and sing it now, everybody.
Tonight. You say, preacher, I just can't do it. I could understand it better if you'd tell me I can't afford not to. I could understand it a lot better. I could understand it if you say, preacher, I can't stay out any longer. I've got to get a hold of God. After a message like this, the Spirit of the Lord moving here tonight, let me make one final appeal. It disturbs me when I look around in the congregation and I see young people and others as well that have knelt in these altars and one time said, I want the Holy Ghost. I've seen you cry and shed tears in these altars. And we can't even touch you and get you to pray tonight. That's real disturbing. You know what you're saying? That night when you come and pray, you said, Lord, reserve me a spot. Are you calling in tonight and say, cancel out. I'm not going. Cancel my reservation. I'm not planning to go anymore. Oh, no, honey. You planning on going. You're planning on going. You can't afford to cancel out. You got to have a reservation. You need to get a hold of God. Every one of you that we've seen pray in these altars. What's the matter? You change your mind? Don't do it. We can't beg and can't urge you too strong. I know what Brother Bear was feeling. He feels such an urgency in the Spirit. There are people here that needs to pray. And there is. I don't know what else could be said. If the preaching of Jesus Christ does not touch your heart, you're too hard and you're harder than you need to be. Maybe harder than you yourself have even realized. If you're not touched by this message tonight, you're in a bad shape. If you're not touched by this message tonight, you're in a bad shape. You're harder than you planned on getting, I'll guarantee you. Hallelujah. Please, 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 please. Please, 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 please. Turn to God, will you? Turn to God. I feel just like He does. I don't feel like letting you go. But there's people here that are praying and need some encouragement. Needs our prayer. Would you let us ask you one final time? Would you come and pray right now? You that have prayed in these altars before. You that have cried. Are you saying I didn't?